this ice cream is delicious. Want some, Yayo?
What flavor?
Classic vanilla.
Oh, I'm going to sound like a snob, but is it real vanilla, Don?
Let me check the carton. Milk, heavy cream, egg yolks, other stuff. Here we go. Artificial vanilla flavoring.
Oh, I'm going to pass then.
What's wrong with vanilla flavoring? Just because it's made in a lab and doesn't come straight from fancy orchids that have to be pollinated by hand doesn't make it any less delicious.
I don't know about that, but anyway, it's not what I'm worried about. A lot of people don't know that the industrial synthesis of vanillin, which is the chemical that gives both natural and artificial vanilla its flavor, creates a lot of waste that needs to be disposed of. It's not a very green process.
But chemists are working on that. A group of scientists in India developed a catalyst, basically a substance that makes a chemical reaction happen, out of common elements such as silica and copper, and found that it could separate out vanillin from other elements without creating high pH wastewater that needs to be treated. Plus, they were able to reuse the same catalyst four times. Traditional catalysts have to be replaced after each use. Now, this particular method has some other drawbacks, but it's great to know that chemists all over the world are working hard to make industrial syntheses greener.
Sounds promising, but since this is such a new technique, I doubt the vanilla flavor in the ice cream you're eating was made using it.
Oh well, like I said before, still delicious.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more Moments of Science on our website at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.